Functional versus operational strategy roadmap. Recall that there are four basic levels of strategy, as shown in Exhibit 4-1. Exhibit 4-1, strategy hierarchy. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines functional strategy as follows. A strategy that is built from the business strategy for various business functions, such as finance, marketing, and production. C. Strategic planning. While every functional area should have a strategy, this course will focus on the production strategy, and to a lesser extent, the distribution strategy. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines an operations strategy as follows. The total pattern of decisions that shape the long-term capabilities of an operation and their contribution to overall strategy. Operations strategy should be consistent with overall strategy. C. Strategic plan. Like the organization's overall strategy, the functional and operations strategies will proceed through formulation, implementation, and monitoring and control. Operations strategy. Operations strategy distinguishes between operational management and operations strategy. The operations strategy has a longer time frame. It considers trends in demand and supply, the effects of new technology, and the opportunities for internal investment and development. The strategy will focus on long-term plans for the use of resources and the development/improvement of processes and capabilities. A broader perspective. It considers the effect of forces inside and outside the organization on operations, and it looks at the entirety of operations rather than its pieces. A higher level of focus. It will provide direction that can be used to develop the policies and processes needed to implement the strategy. During the formulation of the operational strategy, as described in operations strategy and shown in Exhibit 4-2, strategists must reconcile forces from different directions. Exhibit 4-2. Forces acting on operations strategy. The operations strategy must be consistent with the strategic choices made at the business strategy level. Operations strategy focuses on ways to achieve the performance objectives relevant to an organization's strategy, mindful of the market requirements. For example, competition in the market may require operating processes that support low pricing or higher quality or greater customer involvement. Open to the lessons of experience from those involved in operations. This is part of a feedback loop between the higher level strategy and the operations strategy. Operations personnel can provide insight into what works and the most efficient way to use resources. They may also be more aware of newer technologies that can improve the strategy's success. Aware of the operations resources, capabilities, and limitations. This will allow operations to use what it has efficiently and to develop what it needs. New resources and capabilities to meet the requirements of the business strategy and market requirements. The operations strategy may address the following key areas. Technology analysis, determining technology choices such as level of automation to use or how agile the organization wants to become. Capacity requirements analysis, determining the need to build or change capacity to meet performance requirements based on cost, volume, profit. Break even, sales 1009, or other analysis. Capacity strategy, determining how and when to adjust capacity through capital expenditures and determining where to locate the capacity and what the capacity should look like. Marketing strategy, aligning with marketing strategies, for example, product placement. Supply network, what to make versus buy, and how to create and manage a supply network, including managing the network's risks. Manufacturing environment and push-pull boundaries, determining the point at which actual demand, rather than a forecast, will drive supply and the appropriate manufacturing environment for the given product family. How can production and inventory control professionals positively influence operations strategy? Here are examples. Leveraging core competencies. Organizations may need help from operations professionals to understand what their operational core competencies really are. Some may be considered core competencies, but are now falling behind the state of the art or may have gotten out of alignment with evolving market and customer requirements. Other key competitive differentiators might be undervalued, perhaps because the cause and effect relationship between the inputs and the final output is difficult to understand due to their complexity. Operations professionals can also help when determining what to keep in-house versus what to outsource, utilizing available resources. Operations professionals have a good grasp of the quality and sufficiency of available resources, human, facility, technologies, capital, and can help get the most out of them. they can advocate for upskilling various job roles and closing other resource gaps as needed. Managing costs. Operations professionals can advocate for a total cost of ownership, TCO, perspective so that things such as the cost of quality, for example, rework, are considered. Other examples include investing in resilience to avoid costly operations failures or eliminating waste and becoming lean. Adhering to policies, organizational policies, regulatory requirements, and intellectual property, IP, policies act as constraints on operations strategy. They need to be built into the strategy and not be an afterthought. Ensure policies align with overall organizational mission and vision and risk tolerance levels. Operations professionals can question assumptions about some policies that could hinder operations strategy modernization because they were created for legacy reasons. For example, if the organization wants to more closely collaborate with supply chain partners, IP policies may need tweaks to enable collaboration or global expansion while still protecting IP.